We appreciate you for joining us again today on Answers. Jesus began the Sermon on the Mount with a blessing. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. It literally means blessed are the bankrupt in spirit. God wants to let the disenfranchised know that God does pay attention to them, and the resources of heaven are available to those empty vessels. It is amazing how God repeatedly chose barren women to have a miracle child. Now let's join Pastor and Answers Bible teacher, Craig Stallard, for the message today, Blessed Are the Barren.
The book of Samuel begins with a family being introduced. Elkanah was the husband, and he had two wives, one by the name of Peninnah and the other by the name of Hannah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. They went to the house of God every year, but it was different for one of those women than it was for the other, because one always knew what it was to be blessed. The other one knew only this, what it was to be barren. When she came and they were rejoicing in the feast days, she didn't even want to eat. But she slipped over to the house of God for prayer. She came into that place and Hannah found her a spot over in the corner. She prayed until there was no voice that could pray out anymore. When you get to that point, you know there's nothing I can do. And the priest looked over there and he rebuked her and said, "Woman, put away thy wine from thee." And then she said, "Oh no." See, she had wept sore before the Lord. She said, "It is my soul, and I poured my soul out unto God." He changed his tune at that point and realized that she had given everything that she could give in that prayer meeting. And then he made a statement and said, "The Lord bless you, go in peace, and the Lord grant thee the petition that you have offered unto him." She wiped the tears off of her eyes, and she got up and went back to the family, and she began to eat again. You know what? One word from heaven can make a difference. You know, the preacher couldn't guarantee what God was going to do, but I'm going to tell you, God can guarantee what he's going to do. Amen. And before the next feast day came, this woman had a baby. And that became the name of the book of the Bible that records her story. The name of that baby was Samuel. When she was praying that day in the house of the Lord, she said, "If you give me a child, you give me a son, I will loan him to you for the rest of his days." And I'm going to tell you, she obeyed that vow. The child was weaned. She brought that child to the house of the Lord and said, "I'm lending him to the Lord for the rest of the days of his life, because I, the barren, have seen something from heaven." Samuel was a great gift. I remember one of the saddest days in the church in Longview when we were there 10 years as assistant pastor. Valinda, the pastor's daughter, there was a guy she had her eyes on a little bit. His name was Charles Chagois. And the pastor was out. This was kind of something that I just rejoice at, just to think about it. Sometimes it takes a long time for a church to get accustomed to a new person coming in. And, you know, I came in, and then the first several years when the pastor would go out on a trip, I don't know what happened, but the same trip was going on with a whole bunch of other people in the church. Here, I was supposed to be left with preaching that day, and then all of a sudden there was a crowd that I was wondering, well, where did everybody go? You wonder what's happening there. But after a few years, some people started getting the Holy Ghost. When the pastor was away, they began to see that God can work with somebody other than the pastor. And then this guy, Charles Chagois, came to church on Sunday night, had to preach. And by then, the crowds had gotten where it didn't matter if Pastor Spears was there or not. They were going to come on to church. Well, he came right up to the front. And guess what? While the pastor's away, I got to see God baptize his son-in-law with the Holy Ghost, his future son-in-law. So Valinda was happy about that. They went ahead and got married. A year or two went by, and then they had been going to the doctor and trying to check what's going on. Something's happening here. And then the doctor set Valinda down and told her this, said, "Valinda, I've got bad news from her test. Unfortunately, you will not be able to have any children." I'll tell you what, that next Sunday morning, there was a cloud hanging over the church. I'm telling you, there was weeping. There was crying. The pastor had come up to the front and shared the news with the church and asked everybody to pray. Well, here's something that happened that next night. I went to sleep, and in my dreams, and I told my wife the next morning, Valinda walked up to me in the dream and told me face to face, said, I'm fixing to have a baby. And I got to thinking, you know, that's got to be something from God. So I went that, before that next Sunday came by, I went and I called Valinda and said, Valinda, you know what? I want to just tell you this, that you came to me in my dream and you told me you were going to have a baby. Well, I want to let you know today she has three. She does. Glory to God. I don't know what it is, but God has something special for the barren. I'm looking at people right now that you have some seed potential in the kingdom of God. And I want to tell you right now, if you've been barren up to this point, there is a God right now that can touch that. I looked into the New Testament. There's a passage in which an angel makes a statement. And I use it all the time when I'm preaching at Christmas. For with God, nothing shall be called impossible. I love to preach that message. But a lot of times I don't give the full story. But I need to share it with you, the rest of the story. See, Mary was wondering, how was this going to happen to me, when she was asking the angel, how is this going to happen to me? And the angel explained, the presence of the Most High is going to overshadow you, and that which is conceived in you shall be of the Holy Ghost. The angel explained that. But the rest of the story was this. She had an old cousin by the name of Elizabeth. I'm telling you the rest of the story. And at the end of the angel explaining what was happening to her, the angel also explained, your cousin Elizabeth, in her old age, is already 6 months along in her pregnancy. And the one that was called barren is fixing to have a child. And then comes the scripture, for with God, nothing shall be called impossible. It was because of the barren woman that scripture's in the Bible. It was not about Mary, but it was about her old cousin. Oh, Mary. The young lady Mary was prime candidate for having Jesus Christ. Mary had potential. God can work with people that have potential. But God wanted to show something of His sovereignty. I want to also show you something with somebody that you think it can't happen to. I'm going to tell you, your cousin Elizabeth is going to have a baby. That was John the Baptist. He comes forth because God can touch the barren. Glory to God. And it was this strange scripture in the Bible that got me down on my knees this week. Judges, the 13th chapter, and Israel had been in 40 years had been under the oppression of the Philistines. That's like two generations worth of being under the hand of the enemy. See, they had backslid and did their own thing, and God had just let the Philistines come in and basically take over and run the show. Life had gotten very difficult for a person living there under that kind of conditions. But the Bible focuses in on one man by the name of Manoah. We don't even know his wife's name. It's not recorded in Scripture. But here's what is recorded in Scripture. When God decided to deliver the children of Israel from the Philistines, God went out, found a man, and the Bible says, and his wife was barren. He has a strange affinity for the barren. He sent an angel, and the angel looked different than ordinary human beings, but was in human form. And the angel began to tell some things to Manoah's wife, and she went in the house. Manoah just kind of missed it all. She went in the house and said, honey, I want to tell you something, that I've had a visit from a stranger. She said, honey, I want to tell you what he told me. He said, I'm fixing to have a baby. And he said this, you get ready. He said, don't you take anything of the fruit of the vine during this pregnancy. You better be careful. And he says, I'm warning you. I like warnings about babies. I'm warning you. And it's amazing how we do know this, that if a person's pregnant, a lady's pregnant, we've discovered now recently that any amount of alcohol is dangerous for that baby. So this angel is just saying, you're fixing to have a baby, and you need to keep yourself from it. And then the angel went further than that on the next visit. The lady didn't need any other visit because she had just felt like she had had a promise. But Manoah got down on his knees and said, Lord, would you send some way? I missed out on this. Would you send that visitor to speak to me? I need to hear something. Can you send that visitor again? Here's something that happened. The door opened up again, and his wife pops her head in and said, he's back. Manoah ran out there, and the same words were given to him. He said, be careful, and gave a warning. This time he made it even more strict. He said, don't even partake of anything from the vine. And in other translations, it says this, don't even take a grape or a raisin for the next 9 months. You know what? People of God do weird things sometimes. I believe that if there were raisins in the cupboard, they went out. To the barren, the baby's more important than any raisin. The baby is everything to the barren. Manoah, he asked, can you stay a little bit and we'll go get the goat kid and we'll fix this goat and then you can eat. And then the angel said this, you might detain me, but I'm not eating. But if you're going to offer something, offer it unto the Lord God that's going to do it. So he went ahead and sacrificed the kid, put it on the altar. They got the fire going and the fire was licking up the sacrifice and the flames began to go up. And then all of a sudden they looked and that man began to transform, to morph in his figure. And he floated into the fire and began to go up in the fire. Now no one would write that as a normal writer, as some event that happened. You know what it is? Just letting you know that there's a supernatural sovereign God that is not bound by the natural forces of the world. The barren, they don't have natural force hope. But when they saw that, of course, Manoah, he fell down and said, we're going to die! We're going to die! We just seen God! We're going to die! We're going to die! And then his wife said, well, take it easy. She said, if you're going to die, you'd already be dead. If God wanted to kill us, he certainly had opportunity to kill us. She wasn't looking forward to being dead. She's looking forward to a baby! I'm telling you this. I'm not looking forward for dead church. But I'm looking forward to what God wants to let be birthed among us. I'm looking forward to the baby.
Hear us from heaven. Hear us from heaven. Hear us from heaven.
If you would like someone to share your burden of prayer right now, call 361-633-3308 or log on to CalvaryLighthouseChurch.net. Answers has prayer partners throughout the KCTA listening area. God's promises are for you now. If you want to become a part of the Answers Prayer Team, let us know. We would be excited to share weekly prayer needs with you as a prayer partner. Also, if you have experienced an answer from God in prayer, please call us. We want to rejoice with your praise report. Our number again is 361-633-3308. You can write us at Answers, P.O. Box 539, Portland, Texas 78374. El Dios que servimos tiene la respuesta de necesidad. Si desea que alguien se asocie con usted en la oración, por favor llámanos a 361-633-3308. Si Dios ha respondido tu oración especial, danos tu reporte. Queremos alabar a Dios contigo. Respuestas es un ministerio en Calvary Lighthouse Church en Portland, Texas.